Well, just as we are getting all excited about the coming of spring and the gorgeous cherry blossoms, we're facing a return of those dreaded stink bugs. Joining us live, WTOP's garden editor Mike McGrath, our Friday yard warrior. He's been on the hunt of these stinkers for a few years now. Mike, what do we do? Refresh our memory here. What do we do about getting rid of these things to keep them away as much as we can?
Well, you said before that they were coming back into the house. That is actually not true. They have been in the house all winter. And just like those flowering trees and bulbs outside, they're responding to the change of the seasons. They're waking up and rewarding us for keeping them over winter by dropping into our morning bowl of Cocoa Puffs and looking for a way out of the house.
Now, for the first...
Luckily, all insects like this are attracted to light. So if you put a light into a room where you have stink bugs and put sticky paper underneath it, turn off all the other lights in the room and go to bed, you will trap every stink bug in the room on that sticky paper in the morning.
What about commercial traps? Do they work?
Yes, there is a simple trap. You can buy the Rescue Indoor stink bug trap that has six little LEDs, and instead of trapping them on sticky paper, you capture them in a tube, but it's the same principle.
What about out in the garden, Mike? What can we do out there? It's a little bit more difficult.
Remember, they didn't show up until very late in the season.
Yeah, but I've seen them already in my garden.
You've seen them already. That is a terribly bad sign. Three natural controls. An organic insecticide called Neem, N-E-E-M, that you can spray on any plant and it will deter feeding or kill them if they feed. The best new organic insecticide, which is called the Spinosads, S-P-I-N-O-S-A-D, same thing. Spray it on a plant. Nobody gets hurt until an insect tries to chew the leaves or the fruit. Or there's a protective device called Surround. You can spray on the plants and coat them with a very thin film of clay. And then the insects literally don't like walking on the clay, and it kind of prevents them from getting through and damaging crops like tomatoes that they are so good at fouling on.
Yeah. Good advice. Thank you, Mike. WTOP's garden editor Mike McGrath, our Friday yard warrior.